Here's one way the war in Iraq could get more complicated in coming months. Iran could get more involved. U.S. officials have long complained about Iran's meddling in Iraqi affairs. They accused Tehran of supporting Iraq's Shiite militias. More recently, though, it's Iranian officials who are doing the complaining. They say that Washington is providing support for anti-Iranian groups who are based in Iraq. And that has sparked talk about Iraq becoming the site of a proxy war between the U.S. and Iran. Los Angeles Times correspondent Borzu Deragahi has been looking into this.
What you have is a series of armed groups sponsored by one side or the other, battling it out, this battle that the U.S. and Iran are both a little bit fearful of fighting with each other. They use proxies to fight each other. This was common during the Cold War as well, when the U.S. and the Soviet Union, knowing that a full-scale war between both countries would be catastrophic and unpredictable, would try to battle it out in more predictable, more small-scale battles using proxies.
Okay, so before we find out who the players are, then give us the rationale. I mean, is it about Iraq and who has control over Iraq? Is it about the nuclear program in Iran, even though the proxy war, if it exists, is being fought out in Iraq?
Lisa, it's about who will dominate the new order in the Middle East after Saddam Hussein, after the fall of the Taliban, after the surgence of Iran as a regional power.
Okay, so who are the parties who are fighting the Iranian forces?
Well, there's a bunch of Kurdish groups led primarily by a group called PEJAK. It is an offshoot of the Kurdistan Workers' Party, known mostly by its acronym PKK, which has fought against the Turkish government for many years. The Kurds, basically, they view themselves as an oppressed minority in Iran. They feel that although Iran might respect the Kurds' cultural rights a little bit better than Turkey, their political rights are not at all respected. You have in the southwest of Iran the various Arab-Iranian groups who are fighting against the Iranian government and using tactics including bombings and possibly one that occurred this past weekend at a mosque in southern Iran that killed 12 people. And they've been fighting against the Iranian government. They also view themselves as an oppressed minority. Many of them see themselves as wanting a separate state from Iran or at least their own province with a little bit of autonomy.
Is there any evidence, though, if this is falling under the rubric of a proxy war, that Washington is funding these groups? Because they sound, from your description, like unsavory characters that Washington would not want to be linked to, at least not publicly.
I think there is some evidence, but there is nothing conclusive. The Iranian government claims that it has intelligence that it has not shared publicly, supporting their claim that these groups are backed by the U.S. But even if you dig deeply into some of these groups, you'll find either suggestions or hints or allegations or admissions that they are supported to some extent by the U.S.
And so what's Washington said about this?
Washington has pretty much declined to talk about this, but they say that they do not support any of these militant groups.
And so there's no evidence right now that actual money is changing hands from Washington to these groups that are fighting Iranians in Iraq.
Absolutely. There's no a smoking gun whatsoever.
Borzu, before I let you go, just help us with a bigger picture here as we step back, the picture of Iranian-U.S. relations right now, because Defense Secretary Robert Gates said over the weekend that the chance of the United States stumbling into a confrontation with Iran through these skirmishes in Iraq that you've been telling us about is very low. Is that sentiment shared by folks in the region that you've spoken with?
No, not at all, actually. Folks in the region that I speak with and analysts in Washington that I talk to as well, both see this as a pretty hot risk. I mean, both countries are playing pretty risky games here. And I see, and many analysts that I talk to see the possibility of stumbling into a war as quite high.
All right. We'll make a link to your story on our website. Los Angeles Times correspondent Borzu Deragahi. Thank you very much, Borzu.
It's always a pleasure, Lisa.